So, Red, thanks so much, bro, for joining this episode. It's a first time meeting. I'm a big fan. Love your work. And really curious to get to know you more and to, I guess, know more about your story. So maybe you can, like, let's backtrack a bit. Like, what got you into comedy? Like, who are your inspirations? What really made you want to dive deep into it?
As a child, it's one of those stories. Parang nung bata pa lang ako, I've always been inclined to watching comedy stuff. So kapag movies, ang trip ko talaga comedy. So it's Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, mga ganong klase. So we'd watch like Ace Ventura or Billy Madison, Adam Sandler, Nutty Professor. Those are like my favorites growing up. And then that never changed, I guess. So when I got introduced to sila Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Will Ferrell. And then along those lines, I think my dad, I think, or my parents realized na, okay, he's into comedy. So my dad introduced me to Gary Leasing, Pugad Baboy, Michael Medina Jr. And finally, I think someone gave me, or I'm not sure kung kanino na nanggaling eh. Pero nakakuha ako ng ano, Rex Navarrete album.
Classic Rex.
Yeah. So, along with yung mga flash animations na sumikat nung bata tayo, like mga SBC Poppers, mga Marites and the Super Friends, then you got to know na, hindi pala siya animation talaga. It's stand-up comedy that was turned into animation. And dun ko na-realize yung, na parang, okay, may ganito palang art na, or may performance na ganito. So, I've always wanted to try it out. And eventually, syempre, nung when I got to watch Rex, I watched na rin sila. Pablo Francisco, Dimitri Martin, Seinfeld, Dave Chappelle, yun yung mga una kong napanood. Tapos, eventually, parang nagkaroon ng contest yung Jack TV. Ewan ko may Jack TV pa. Pero, mapipinpoint mo yung edad natin eh. Kapag
alam mo yun. Team generation tayo, bro.
Yeah. So, Jack TV, I was in college. Pero, parang, it's one of my favorite channels since high school kasi may comedy and may wrestling. So, it's great, di ba? Tapos, they had a stand-up comedy competition for university students. So, they were looking for young people, I guess. I was around 17, 18 that time. I tried out, wala lang, trip lang kasi fan ako eh. Tapos, I tried it out. Tapos, okay siya. We did the competition. I think I placed third. And yung kasama ko doon si Victor Anastasio, who became the champion, we're parang from that then on, hindi pa kami tumigil mag-stand-up comedy. So, doon siya nagsimula.
Nice, nice. Thanks for sharing that, bro. And I'm curious, bro, in terms of putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Kasi that's a scary thing to actually... Yeah. Put yourself out there to test out jokes to crowds. What gave you that anong trigger to just say, yeah, let's do this na? Get Maybe it. You can share your story with that.
Sa simula, it's a lot of innocence eh. Parang hindi mo alam na it's gonna be that daunting. Or parang sa simula, since competition siya, maraming nag-support, you're doing well, hindi mo siya ma-realize na, oh shit, sobrang hirap pala nito or parang nakakatakot. It's when you keep going na kapag nandun ka na sa mga second year mo na you're doing these shows in front of people that don't wanna watch you because wala namang industriya ng stand-up before when we started. Tapos or parang hindi ka pinapakinggan or hindi gumagana yung jokes mo kasi hindi naman, imposible naman maging magaling ka agad eh. Alam mo yun? So, dun mo ma-realize na parang okay, sobrang hirap pala nito. Pero ang trigger was really yung good sets mo when you do it. That feeling or kahit like a joke, when a joke hits or as we call it, when it kills. Meron siyang, tawag dun, meron siyang feeling eh. There's a high, I guess, that you get na hindi mo makakalimutan at all. Such a great feeling. I would place it siguro malapit sa sex.
That's pretty good, bro.
Really good. So, siguro really good sex is really on top. Pinaka-tuktok. Tapos sunod siguro dun comedy and then mediocre sex after. So, it's between, lumalaban siya.
Grabe. That's amazing.
So, ganun yung feeling niya. Yeah. Very addicting.
very addicting. So it may intoxicating yung feeling, yes, of doing stand up and I guess yung connection with the audience, diba?
Oh, and yeah.
Definitely. I'm curious, bro, how's your process? Like, how much prep, research? Maybe you can walk us through your process.
The process is very simple pero hard. Yun yung ano, it's really it really starts with an idea in your head, and yung idea na yun manggagaling with, kunwari, kung may na-experience ka na na-realize mo pwede mong gawing joke or pwede mong i-write into a joke or may na-observe ka. So experiences and observations are usually yung simula, mga insights, mga ganun. And then when you take note of something na ganun, I usually have a notebook around dati. Ngayon, it's just on my phone. So I'll write up siguro keywords or phrases na maalala ko yon, yung what I felt that night. Okay. Try mo siyang i-articulate into words because that's how you communicate, eh, 'di ba? To the people. So kailangan mo siyang masabi in a very short amount of time. So ganun yung lalagay ko muna sa ano. And then ang pinaka process, ito yung grind, is yung trial and error phase niya. Kasi what we do now is we have open mics. That's multiple times a week. And you can come up to open mic. It's a free show. May mga taong nanonood, mga comedy fans. And they know now, nagda-try out lang kami ng jokes dun. So, we're gonna try out the jokes there, see how it goes. Tapos, if it hits, edi okay. Tapos, we'll see how we can improve it. Tapos, after mo maayos yun, babalik ka ulit sa open mic and then ayusin mo ulit yung joke mo. So, it's really trial and error and adjusting. At the same time, yung instincts mo rin will kick in sa mga iba-ibang comedy audiences na nanonood. So, i-adjust mo rin siya, parang ganun. Kaya rin siya, I think, perpetually interesting kasi it's always a different challenge every time. It's parang no joke is never the same, or parang no set is ever the same because iba yung crowd, eh. So iba yung combination ng crowd will have a different taste of comedy for sure. Yun yung problem, di ba? So there's always a problem to solve. Kaya siya parang hindi siya nakakasawang process.
Yes. And bro, how do you deal with, I guess, kung hindi it doesn't impact the crowd? Like failure, and let's say the jokes aren't, parang for you, nakakatawa, pero for them, doesn't land. Like, how emotionally, mentally, parang how do you deal with that?
Masakit siya kasi technically public embarrassment yun. Lalo na ako nagbabayad yung tao tapos di mo sila napatawa. And it happens more often than people think. I think Seinfeld compared comedians to baseball players. Kaya sa baseball players, when you said you are hitting 3 out of 10 balls, magaling ka na player, eh. Parang ganun. Comedy is kind of like that. Parang 3-point shooting. Parang pag sinaya mo 40% 3-point shooter ka, matino ka. Ganun din yung comedy. So kapag if you hit 4 out of 10, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Siguro 2 out of 10 is average. Parang ganun klase. So ganun yung rate namin. What people see, syempre, yung failure, nilalagay namin sa mga free show like open mics para hindi hassle, di ba? Parang doon kami nagpe-fail. Doon kami talagang, that's where we trial and error and experiment the hell out of it. Pag nagbabayad na yung mga tao, we make sure na tested na yung mga jokes. So meron ng konting tawag doon, meron ng credibility or parang may pruweba na yung joke na pwede mo siyang ibenta sa tao, di ba? Yung feeling is never fun. Parang hassle pa rin siya kasi you really look forward to doing a set, eh. That's one. So yung disappointment mo in yourself is masakit. Pero I think ang kaibahan lang from before to now na mas matagal na ako nag-stand-up comedy is that yung recovery ko from it. Kasi dati parang pag bumomba ako sa isang show, parang Diyos ko, 2 linggo yung pakita ng mukha. Eh. Ngayon parang the next day okay na ako.
So parang meron, I guess, through the years, you develop yung parang, I guess, thicker skin, so to speak.
Yeah. Diba? Parang ganun na lang. Pero don't discount din the fact na kailangan mong, kumbaga para, kasalanan ng audience, which is a terrible mentality. Mm-hmm. Good mentality is always, look within yourself. Because yung audience, honestly, hindi mo siya makakontrol eh. So you can't keep saying na, ah, kakasalanan ng audience to, or parang ah, pangit yung crowd na dumating. Because impractical siya as a performer. You'll never say na kailangan ko mag-improve kung yung audience parati yung may kasalanan para sa'yo. So para sa akin, I never ever blame the audience.
Nice, nice. And bro, I'm curious about, I guess, yung mga, the kind of content that you put out. It's, it seems to be, from my interpretation, a mix of your interests, your beliefs. Do you ever have, like kanina before we got on the podcast, I asked you about politics, and your views are very strong. Like, are you very conscious about the content you're putting out, like especially the political ones? How do you balance that out? Are you trying to meron ka bang like content plan, or are you strategic? Maybe you can walk us through that.
Honestly, wala. Kasi the way I attack stand-up comedy, parang somebody told me before when I started out, at the very like core principle of stand-up comedy is showing your point of view to everyone. The world in your point of view. So, whatever really affects you, yun yung i-express mo. So, I guess kaya rin siya naratawag na art ng mga tao, because it deals a lot with expression. And yung expression mo, usually, magmamanifest siya kung saan ka deeply affected by it. Like, so, I have a lot of fat jokes because, you know, I have a lot of experiences being inaasar ako, binubuli ako because of, you know, my size. Pero, marami rin akong like you said, 'di ba, yung mga interests ko come out when I'm doing stand up comedy. At the same time, yung political jokes, dati honestly mas apolitical ako than a lot of comedians, kasi hindi ako parang hindi ako ganoon ka affected that much, which is terrible to think about, honestly. Parang minsan I'll throw in like a joke about ganyan, pero hindi as ngayon, kasi ngayon feeling ko, lalo na ng pandemic, I think mas tutok yung mga tao sa politicalness, and I'm no exception. Yung political atmosphere ngayon is more intense than ever, so it was very hard to deny it sa utak ko. Kumbaga parang there's not really like a filter or control eh. Parang kung ano lang pumasok sa utak ko, pwede ko siyang i-express pwede ko siyang i-express through stand-up comedy. I would do that because honestly, yung primary reason ko for doing stand-up is for myself. It's really just to express what I'm feeling. And if I don't do that kasi parang I feel bad or na-anxious ako or kakaroon ako ng depression, ganong klase. So, parang may ilalabas ka sa na feelings. Parang ganon, i-express mo siyang thoroughly to make you feel better. Then that's I think that's the main process, or parang kung tinatanong ko ng mga tao na paano ka pumipili ng topic, it's really just that, kung what are you greatly affected by.
So outlet mo talaga yung the content you're creating. And bro, like I guess in terms of like that's since we talked about politics na, what are your views? Like, what do you, like, parang, it is a very controversial, parang, in my opinion, it's like, pick the lesser evil, diba?
In
a way. So, but like, with you now, parang, what are you scared of in terms of the presidential race, and what are you hoping for the country?
I think more than ever, the thing I'm really affected by is yung freedom of speech ng mga tao, or freedom of expression. Nung regime na to with Duterte, parang there were more people being silenced because of like fucking posts. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Parang naalala ko may guy na nagpost about babae daw 10 million para patayin si Duterte, tapos parang the NBI knocked on his door and pinaamin siya na pinasorry siya in public, mga ganong klase. So there are things like that happening na hindi pa nangyayari since I guess martial law, no? So that's one thing that I'm really, really affected by. It's that, ang sinasabi ko, end all and be all, kung pipiliin mo, let's say, Lenny or Bongbong, is that, ako sinasabi ko, I'm not gonna stop joking. Kung si Lenny naging presidente and she starts doing stupid shit, gawin ko siyang topic, walang problema. Ganon din kay Bongbong. Pero ang difference is, I think may chance ako mapatay pag si Bongbong yung umupo kaysa kay Lenny. I'm pretty sure Lenny can take a joke more than anyone else. That's like the, I think, yung pinaka-core na kailangan kong isipin. That's for myself, I guess, and a lot of other artists. Pero right now, Lenny ako because I really believe na parang ibang she's cut from a different cloth. Yun yung tingin ko. Matagal na ako skeptic sa Philippine politics, so I've never been more optimistic with a candidate than Lenny. Like ako kahit last time election, bigat ng feeling ko pag binoto ko si Mar or kung sino mong binoto ko, parang fuck, sige, wag na lang. Kesa to, kesa ganyan. Ngayon parang I'm very excited and very involved in this political season.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, bro. And I'm curious then about I guess doing this for a living. I mean, do you have other stuff going on while doing this, or is this a full-time thing? Like for those that are aspiring stand-ups, comedians, like I guess maybe you can give them a bit of advice, you know, for doing this for a while na rin now.
Yeah, I'm one of few, I guess, na talagang really gets his income from comedy. I quit my job. I used to work in advertising, copywriter. I quit my job 2013, 2012, parang ganun. Pero after that, nag-freelance pa rin ako as a writer. And then, nung na-realize ko na parang, okay, I really, parang comedy's kind of picking up. Gusto ko siyang i-focus. Pero hindi naman siya sobrang intense na talagang, okay, kapalit na siya ng trabaho ko. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. So, parang may mentality ako na dapat ang primary focus mo is yung hindi yung money maker, yung kung anong gusto mong maging. And kung rumakit ka na lang kung anong trip mo, parang ganun. So, ganun yung ginawa ko for a while. And then nung na-realize ko, okay, most of my time is going to racket now kasi hindi ko matanggihan ng project ito, hindi ko matanggihan sa sayang yung pera. So, I consciously quit it. Like, parang yung mga writing gigs ko na sobrang consistent, I'm like, okay, ayoko na. Kasi what's gonna end up happening is that hindi rin ako mag-excel and baka masira lang yung relationship ko with these kind people that are giving me jobs, tapos parang walang passion yung sulat mo. Kasi wala talaga eh. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Before that run out, I quit it. So, I think kasi yung pinaka-advice ko sa mga tao, if you're feeling really not passionate about something you're doing, if you already know na hindi yan para sa'yo, quit na. Kahit hindi mo pa alam kung saan ka pupunta para sa akin. Ha? Kasi mahirap kumita ng pera. And so kahit anong gawin mo, kung hindi mo gusto yung trabaho mo, mahirap kumita ng pera. Kung gusto mo yung trabaho mo, mahirap kumita ng pera. So might as well do yung gusto mong gawin para at the end of the day, may fulfillment ka na, okay, hindi ako mayaman, natira ako sa bahay ng parents ko, ganun klase, or hindi ako makabiling kotse, hindi ako makabiling property, pero at least may fulfillment ako sa buhay ko na okay, na-fulfill ko yung life's purpose ko, di ba? Or at least at that time masaya ka, di ba? It's such a, I think happiness is such an underrated thing that we prioritize here sa Philippines. We're a very practical country, di ba?
Yeah.
When we are in high school, going to college, your guidance counselors will tell you ano ang mabentang trabaho or ano yung in-demand na trabaho. That's why generation natin, we're like, oy, mag-nurse ka, oy, mag-IT ka, mag-teacher ka, kasi okay yan sa ano. Which ako rin, na-biktima ako na ganyan, nag-gomsay ako, diba? So, parang hindi masyadong priority na, magaling ka pala mag-gitara, ba't di ka mag-music sa UST Conservatory or sa UP? Alam mo, never siya naging ganun na ang usapan. Pero I think when you're happy, you create your best work. And your best work will make other people happy kung kliyente mo sila. And then maybe ma-realize sila, oy, ang saya na itong guy na to. Gawin ko nga rin yung masaya kong gagawin. So parang, alam mo yun, nagkakaroon siya ng mamaya-maya yung happiness mo will feed on to the next person. Maging happy siya and then mapipay it forward niya sa ibang tao na maging happy and then we're gonna feed off each other's happiness. You can see that sa in a stand-up comedy show, you can see that. a performer is happy when he gets to express his feelings in the joke. Tatawa yung mga tao, so I get yung happiness nila, makukuha ko as validation for me, which is my happiness. So it's a cycle of parang exchange of human energy. Parang ganun yung tingin ko sa kanya. My happiness creates your happiness and your happiness is my happiness. So it's an ecosystem or cycle of happiness. So if you expound that or pinalaki mo siya, pinaputok mo siya in a big society, mas maganda yung feeling ng mga tao and they'll do actually their best work. So I think that's parang medyo ideal, pero that's a good basis of how things will improve as a whole, as a society. It's happiness.
I love that, bro. Thanks for sharing that. I think that's honestly very rare. And I think ngayon, even in my life, I have to struggle with the yung noise, eh, diba? Yung pressure to, own a car, own a house, all that stuff. But if you found something that you enjoy, that makes you happy, but doesn't pay you the same way another job would, parang, for me personally, I get nakakonflict ako dun, eh. Kasi parang, especially when your family, friends are saying, oh, bro, baka you can do both, diba? You can teach on the side, you can do your podcast on the side, and maybe have a day job. Pero, I think we're the same in the sense na I'm an idealist rin, na maybe a romantic. Kasi I wanna do what makes me happy. Kahit I'm not making a lot of money. Diba?
Exactly.
I'm curious, bro. Have you been supported? Like, in terms of your family telling you, we got your back, or your friends saying, like, because I think for me, community is important. Eh. Kasi if you keep hearing, oh, but ganun, diba? You gotta like, parang it makes you feel, oh, but I should just stop this and just do what everyone else is doing, diba?
I think my family is very supportive naman, in general. Siyempre, merong konting pushback nung, one, pinaaral nila ako mag-comsay nung college. Tapos, I'm like, ayaw mag-comsay ma. And then, makikita niya na may mga padala na letters yung, kasi ganun ng recruitment sa comsay, papadala nga ng letter na HP, Accenture, na, uy, why don't you attend our recruitment, ganyan. Tapos nakita niya na parang tinatago ko or ini-ignore ko yung mga ganun. Mainis sa akin na parang, oh, sayang naman yung ganyan-ganyan mo. Bakit ka pa nag-comsay, ini-ignore mo yung mga ano. Noong time na yan, kasi parang ayoko na mag-comsay kasi gusto ko na siyang, nag-comedy na ako noon eh. So, ayoko siyang i-pursue na. Gusto ko ng something creative. So, kaya ako pumasok sa advertising. Tapos, no, nag-advertising naman ako when I started excelling. Parang nanalo ako ng mga awards, ganong klase. Sa dulo, parang, ayoko na. Kasi gusto ko mag-stand-up comedy full-time. So, yung daddy ko, parang, ano pa talagang gusto mong gawin? Ganyan-ganyan. I mean, di naman niya ako sinabihan na, oh, lalayas ka dito pag wala kang mo-contributor or something, di ba? Parang ganun. So, ganun yung naging sentiment niya, I guess. It's more of, bahala ka, we're here to support you. I'm not gonna kick you out of the house if you need a roof. Ang akin naman, ang naging tawag doon, ang naging responsibility ko naman on my end is that okay, tapos mo na akong palamunin ng intense, like alam mo yun, like I don't want to be one of those kids na in their 20s or late 30s or early 30s na may allowance pa rin. Alam mo yun, may mga ganong klase, may mga kilala kang ganun na parang nagtatrabaho siya kasi kina-cut off yung allowance ng nanay tsaka tatay niya kapag wala siyang trabaho. Parang ganun, parang weird, parang yeah. Trabaho ka para mag-allowance. Okay yun. Ganong klase. So, in a way, parang self-sustaining and then also sariling gastos, lahat. Hindi na ako umaasa in that way. Diba? Tapos nakakapagbigay din sa bahay kahit papaano. So, I think pag na-fulfill ko lang yung responsibility na yun, wala silang pakialam sa anong gagawin mo sa buhay mo.
Yeah.
So, and nakita nila masaya ako eh. And honestly, nung gumaling ako mag-stand-up, nakita nila yun na parang, okay. Parang na-realize na nila na, kasi instant eh, na, oy, tumatawa yung crowd. Okay, may value tong ginagawa ni Red. Parang ganong klase. So, they've been very supportive in that way. And honestly, it's such a, parang minsan dinadjoke ko eh, na parang sana mas hindi sila supportive para meron akong motivation na yun, support. Alam mo yun, ganun klase. So, for me, I think as long as hindi ka pabigat.
Yes.
Kumbaga parang fine. Kasi sinasabi ko sa mga tao, pursue your passions and everything. Pero people might interpret that as, ah, okay, maging irresponsible ako and not have, you know, proper means of, you know, sustaining my lifestyle, ganong klase. Diba? You have to be responsible pa rin kahit papaano. Pero I'm just saying na sana you're happy, you're pina-prioritize mo yung happiness mo, hindi yung pagyaman mo. I mean,
I love that, bro. Tama naman eh. Like, I think especially na you don't want to be that guy na that relies lang to be able to pursue a passion.
Yeah.
But yung to survive, like pay your own bills, pay for your own expenses. Hmm. Which leads me then to kasi it seems like you're your own boss. I'm sure you got to book gigs or, you know, anything that requires like some, I guess, transaction, monetary transaction. But like, do you see yourself, Ren, as an, like, in a way, an entrepreneur, or like parang that you need to sort of, there's a level of grind that may not be the same as the advertising grind, pero meron pa rin of, di ba, constantly putting out stuff, maybe, you know, like connecting with different people. Like, what's that world like naman, yung back end ng ng comedy?
Oh man, honestly, I enjoy it kasi I guess I'm one of the comedians that really produces the shows. So may mga comedians that are just really really just content with just performing, tas kung may mag-book ng show sa kanila, game, ganun klase. Ako minsan, like, kunyari, we would do every other week sa Teatrino dati sa Green Hills. We would do that every other week. And then we would split the pay with the producers nung ano, di ba? Tapos ako parang, what are they doing really? They're just really renting the theater. Di ba? Yun lang yung pinupunan nila. And then, so parang ako, parang, teka, may puhunan naman tayo, di ba? So I'm like, okay, masaya to kasi fine, pinuproduce na yung show. So yung nagaharap ng ticket and everything, we just come in there and execute. Masaya siya. Pero I have a feeling na kaya siyang i-produce natin on our own. And mas malaki yung mag-take-off natin pera kasi wala tayong harian ng producer. So yung mentality na ganun, I think is more present in me than other comedians. Meron mga ibang comedians that produce their shows. May ganun. So isa ako sa mga nagsimula na nagsabi, okay, why don't we go to this theater? Why don't we go to this theater? Or why don't we talk to SM? And then maybe we could use their venues. Mga ganong klase. I enjoy that. Kasi it's not stand-up comedy, pero parang nakakatuwa siya na you're assembling it from the ground up. Eh. Parang mahilig magluto. Mm. And gumagamit ka ng peanut butter sa luto mo, di ba? Bibili ka ng store-bought peanut butter. Tapos mamaya may na-release mo, teka lang, ayaw gumawa ng peanut butter ko sa sarili ko. Tapos gagawa ka ng sarili mong peanut butter. Parang ganun klase. Parang siyang from scratch.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? And mas masaya siya eh, kasi mas control mo yung mga nangyayari. Like, pati yung pagkain na ibebenta rin sa venue. Kung gusto mo, nakakatawa. Like, meron kaming Comedy Manila chicharon. Mga ganun klase. Tapos may mga katangahan sa harapan. May, meron kaming mga ginagawa sa mga sets namin na hindi namin magawa before kasi kailangan pa namin kausapin yung masungit na nagpo-projector or magsasabi sa amin, uy, pwede bang dalawa yung spotlight namin kasi dalawa kami ngayon sa stage. Baka may ganun, may mga ganong little things na nagiging posible kasi ikaw na yung nag-produce eh, ganong klase. So, that's very fulfilling for me. And also, at the same time, you can't do all your shows, di ba? For, we want, ang objective namin as a whole, kaming mga taga-comedy Manila, we want to make, really establish the stand-up comedy as a staple sa industry. Kumbaga, parang hindi lang siya yung tipong rare niche na parang, ah, okay, ito yung mga nagko-comedy. Gusto namin, nagtatrive yung industry, madaming gumagawa ng show. And I think nagagawa na namin kasi nagsuspon na siya ng mga iba-ibang klaseng grupo or mga iba-ibang tao that they do their own thing. So, it's nice. Para sa akin, one of the things din na magandang gawin as a producer is to produce shows of other people na up and coming and use my network to promote that. Recently, I did one for a younger comedian, si Andren Bernardo. And ayaw niya. He's the type of guy na, ito yung mga comedians. They're very self-aware with their own shit. Kasi kasanay sila sa public rejection. Eh. So minsan, you need someone else to tell you, bro, kaya mo nang mahabang set or maggawa ng sarili mong show na ikaw yung mukha na nasa poster, na ikaw yung babayaran ng mga tao. Sabi ko, oh, sige. Tapos ano pa siya, goal ko 30 tickets lang. We ended up selling like 120 tickets. So, parang kailangan lang ng tao na mag-push sa mga ibang comedians. And I would tell them na I would produce it in a way na, okay, I'll give you a guaranteed sweldo kahit wala tayong mabenta ng ticket, ito yung sweldo mo. And then, kung may mabenta tayo over the target natin, bibigyan pa kitang bonus. So, yun yung, I think, motivation na kailangan. Para din makita ng mga tao na, okay, puta, viable career track to, nag-show ka lang. Ha? Kasi ganoon naman talaga yung ginawa namin for the longest time. It's just like, okay, bumili ako ng gulong para sa kotse ko. Sige, mag-show ako bukas. Ganon klase. Ganon lang kami para, ay shit, ang taas ng bill ko sa Globe. Ha? Sige, mag-show ako next week. Parang ganon lang kami for the longest time. Eh. So, it was nice to show the younger comedians na, okay, posible rin yun sa buhay niya. Hindi lang yun nakasabit kayo sa amin. Parang ganon.
Galing, bro. Thanks so much for sharing all those insights. Like, I feel like, thanks, parang, it's nice, it's comforting to hear na parang, you know, the entrepreneurial side rin, and really at the core of it is, it seems na to for happiness and for sharing, diba, helping others. Yes. And I love that. I mean, that's why comedy really is an art, diba. Parang hindi naman siya tangible, but you know, it makes you happy, it makes you laugh. And it's just really great hearing about your process, your journey so far.
Thanks, man. Bro,
thank you so much. And don't stop what you're doing, man.
Like, thank you. Thank
good
you.
Stuff. It's good stuff. So thanks so much for your time, Red.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Glad to express.
Thanks so much, bro.